Welcome to the Me, Myself, and You podcast. My name's Sarah, and I'm your host, and I'm really glad to have you here today. I'm going to be talking a little bit about marriage and mental health. I think it's definitely an important topic because they definitely affect each other. I actually did talk about this on an Instagram Live probably a year and a half ago or so with my friend Darian from Made in Mom Jeans, and I wish I'd recorded it or something to save it. Those darn Instagram lives, just to be able to reference back, because I think there's a lot of valuable conversation there. But marriage and mental health absolutely affect each other. When you're married to someone, you're their partner, you're their friend, you're their person, and vice versa. So if you struggle with mental health, chances are it's going to affect that relationship. It's going to affect how you as a couple function. It's, you know, intertwined. My husband is very much my support person when it comes to my mental health. He has been there from the beginning of my most severe struggles. We started dating my junior year of high school, and my freshman year of college is when things got really rough for me. And in total transparency, he was the one that pushed me to get help, that pushed me to go see a doctor and talk to them about it, that knew that what I was experiencing was not normal or something that I needed to just deal with. And to clarify, what I mean by not normal is wasn't something that I should be just trying to deal with on my own, if that makes sense. So he very much is somebody that's good at reading where I'm at and is aware of just my mental health history and kind of how I function and when I might be slipping into a more depressive or anxious period of time. He's just very aware of that. But he's also really good at pushing me out of my comfort zone when he needs to, when I need him to. He knows when something that's causing me anxiety is not something that is causing me anxiety because I don't want to do it, and when I'm just anxious about it. He knows when to tell me, you know what, you want this so bad, it's okay, make that jump, push past that anxiety and do it. And he's very much that person for me. That being said, all of that positive stuff, it does cause fights in my marriage. Not anything super severe, of course, but I just, you know, when you, at least for me, you know, where I'm speaking from my experience, I can definitely be a little bit of a control freak and can very much be kind of questioning and doubtful and untrusting when I'm feeling incredibly anxious. So even things as simple as like making sure the front door is locked, I can't necessarily just take his word for the door is locked. I need to go double check so that I can sleep. Stuff like that. It can also be something more along the lines of like, you know, I wish you wouldn't drive so fast or whatever. It can be a number of things that basically, you know, I nitpick and I, you know, I worry about things that maybe I don't need to worry about as much as I do. I can definitely get a little obsessive over when I'm feeling very anxious, and that can cause arguments. All of that being said, ultimately, I do think that my struggles with mental health have definitely made us stronger as a couple. I think they've bonded us more. And, you know, my husband has his own struggles with a sleep disorder. So that's a definite, like, you know, we both have our struggles and we work through them together. And I think people maybe give mental health too much power in their marriage in terms of letting it destroy it. And that might be a strong word. Maybe just letting it kind of get in the way of things, of relationships. And I don't think it has to. I think it really can strengthen your relationships and really just bond you further. So I don't know. That's my thoughts on marriage and mental health and my own experience with it. Let me know yours if you want to DM me on Instagram or whatever. You can find me at Sarah Strives as usual. I would love if you would subscribe, follow this podcast, share it with a friend, all that good stuff. And other than that, I will talk to you again soon.